Medrash says, Kayan says, Gadol Avoni Min Soy. So by doing that, he was makabel upon himself the dinner shemayim. Mochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halgo Me'onshe. The person was mochel half of his ownish. Originally he said, Noah ben Noah diabords. And the Pasuk says, V'yitzikayin b'lifnei Hashem, and he was placed by Eretz Noid. So the Bereshim took away the Noah ben Noah, left him just with half of that. Then the Medrash continues and says that Kad nofe kain mikodem Hashem. So Adam said to Kain, Bri ma'is avid al dinoch. What happens? I know you did an Avera. I know you had a judgment with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Omalei Kain. So Kain says to Adam, Abba, ha'is besoris tamachli kuchabrichu. That originally Rishon said no, but not Tiberitz, and now he just said no. So by that, I did that by the fact that I was makabel and moed my averus. Rishon was moichel half. Amalei, so he said Rishon was moichel half. Amalei hechu, how is that possible? Amalei begin the tovis avoidus kamei because I did tshuva and I was moed to him. Omer Adam, he chidein hu ra b'taki v'chela de tshuva b'nola yedoyis. I didn't realize that that's the power of tshuva. I didn't realize. Sharla shabocha l'more v'lo yedoyis. He started giving a shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu and being moed to him. Pasav omer mitzvah shel yom haShabbos toiv l'hedoyis l'Hashem toiv l'shabocha to give praise u'lasava v'lo yedoyah kamei de kuchabichu and do tshuva and be moed to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash is clearly understanding that Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos is referring to Tshuva. So Sema says that the word HaShabbos and the word Tshuva are the same osius. So Adam HaRishon says this capital of Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos as an expression of his Tshuva and his vidui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The challenge, of course, that we have, when we look at the capital, we don't exactly see what's shaychus in the capital of Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. And tshuva, we don't even see exactly if Toiv L'Hodes L'Hashem means referring to vidui, because the word vidui is conjugated the same word as praising and thank and admitting and thanking also. But the flow of Toiv L'Hodes L'Hashem or Lazamer L'Shim Chal Yoren seems to be very difficult. Toiv L'Hodes L'Hashem, it's good to say vidui. Lazamer L'Shim Chal Yoren doesn't seem to fit with the flow of the pasuk. It's interesting that the that's a Zohar. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Pirkei Tes, has a different flow of the conversation of how Adam HaRishon composed this capital. We know Chazal said this capital was composed by Adam HaRishon. So it says like this: Pirkei Tes, the Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos. Day of Rosh Hashanah. Adam HaRishon was B'hoi Malachi Asheres B'kal Sinai Soi. They were praising Adam HaRishon. There's a different Medrash. The Medrash says that the Malachim were so overwhelmed by the being of Adam HaRishon that they actually desired to say Kedusha in front of Adam HaRishon. They're ready to say Kadosh, 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 Hazem Tzavokos, Adam HaRishon. The power of Adam HaRishon was so powerful that the Malachim confused them with the Kadosh Baruch. They brought him the Gan Eden. When Hashmoshesh be'erev Shabbos Gurush, he was sent out b'yotze. V'hoyim Malachi Asharis, the same Malachi Asharis who hours before were saying, "Wow, he's what's so wonderful," were saying, "No, on the Bikor b'yolin, he couldn't even spend the night in the Yikor, in the world of Yikor. He didn't make it to bed, you know, in the right in the place of Yikor." Nimshal kebehemos nidmu, he's like a behema. Great. So Adam HaRishon is sort of like shifted to the side. Bo yom haShabbos v'nasa seneger l'Adam HaRishon. Shabbos comes and acts as the seneger, he's the defender for Adam HaRishon. Nothing, everything you've created has not died. Now Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Now you're starting that you're going to destroy something. On my cheshbon, on Shabbos is cheshbon, you're going to destroy something. That's you said. You're mekadosh it. And on my cheshbon, you're going to destroy something. Please. Adam Rishon saw the power of Shabbos. Amar lo lechinam birach HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Shabbos, which Kiddush should say. It wasn't for no reason at all. Hiskel, Mesharav, Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. Amar Mishmol, remember, Mizmer HaZeh, Adam Rishon, Amrei, V'nishkach B'chol HaDaris, Ashev HaMoshe B'chidshay. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadosh at Nochamol. Because it's in the series of Mizmorim, which are said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Tayvel hadis lashem. Adam Rishon Omer. Mi bi yomdo kol darish kol misha yoyde pshoa v'oyze nitzim edino shal gehenem. She never tayvel hadis lashem. There we go again. The tayvel hadis lashem, it means vidui. The older generations are going to learn from Adam Rishon, Mr. Shilu Yom HaShabbos, tayvel hadis lashem. L'hagim ha-baruch ha-chastecho. They have the chobar elam ha-boa, which is the name of the boiker, v'leilus. With this, all the Gidu, the Yarmro, and Munasa, the Chasa, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shasa Mi, the Hitzileni Mi Dina Shal Gehen. Because I did Shuvah, the Baruch Hu was Michael Mi, he took me out of Dina Shal Gehen. We're challenged to understand what does this capital have to do with the Inyan of Shuvah. Mechlal, the phrase Shuvah, is something which needs to be explained. Talk about Shuvah. Right? So start with the simple case, a person who was brought up knowing the right and wrong, and he chose to do something wrong, so he is, as it were, he's left something, and he goes back to it, he's shoved, he goes back to it. We have a phrase now that people which are Bali Tshuva, right? So the person was brought up without any background in Yiddishkeit anyway, and now all of a sudden he becomes frum to say he's about Tshuva. Why is the phrase for that Tshuva? Where's he's returning to something means you use the language of returning, it means you were somewhere, you left it, and that you're going to go back to it. What is this lashon of tshuva that we use? We talk about that. Bechlal, what is this? If we're using the word tshuva as the idea of returning, like we're stressing in the Kuda was that you were in a certain state, you've left the state, you're coming back to the state. The point is that you're correcting yourself. So we'll call the name of this phenomena Hayashara, the act of being Miyasha yourself. Why is it the act of Tshuva? Why are we looking at this as the Kuda of this as the Kuda of Tshuva, of returning? Let's hold those questions and let's go to another question. We're starting, as Rashir mentioned earlier, we're embarking on a journey. The journey starting should have started Tisha B'Av, should have started last year Motzei Yom Kippur, right? Rosh Chodesh Elul, but you know, some people wake up a little bit later. So we're starting on a journey, which will culminate in a month from now with Simchas Torah. That journey is a journey of a person goes through the process of the days of Slichas, the Yom HaDin, Seres Yom HaTshuva, the days of Tshuva, Yom Kippur, the beautiful days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot without Chet, the days of Simcha, which culminates with the act of dancing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah on Simchas Torah. And we're starting this journey, but the main focus of our journey right now, we're not focusing on the days of Simcha afterwards. That's all going to be a result of what our focus in these days, which if we focus properly in these days, we'll be zeicha to have that Simcha. And it's going to culminate with Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. So we look at, really, we have three things we're going to, we're focusing on three things. We're focusing on the fact that there's Yom HaDin coming. Yom HaDin, it's very relevant. Person himself, Mishpacha, Klal Yisrael, we're in Din. So we say Slichus, We say slichus and we talk about the Bereshim. Please be meichel kva yisil slach lanu. The Bereshim should be meichel. The Bereshim, and we should be zeicher that the Bereshim should look with us with a favorable eye and give us a din, which is a ksiva bechasim etay. There's a mitzvah tshuva. The Rambam says, the Rebbeinu Yonah says, there's a mitzvah tshuva connected with Yom Kippur. At Yom Kippur, we expect a person to do tshuva. The process of tshuva requires charata, it requires kabbalah lahaba. It requires vidui, and we say vidui. So we have our slichas over here, and we open our slichas, and we have the bakashas of mechila, and we have the vidui. So we see ourselves preparing for the tshuva of Yom Kippur. We see ourselves preparing for the Yom Adin Rosh Hashanah. There's a third element which has to take place over here. It's the Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchus. What are we doing to prepare for the day of Malchus? And it seems to be, you know, we look in the slichus, if that's going to be the sefer that we're looking at right now, to be the vehicle to help us towards our goal. And we have three goals, and it seems to help us very nicely towards two of those goals. And we wonder, how does it help us to the third goal? How does it help us to the Yom HaMalchus? Now, the truth is, if you wonder sometimes about the psukim, which we say at the beginning of slichus, we say the kapitel of Ashrei, we say Kaddish. Now we have a whole long slew of psukim about how great a Kaddish Baruch Hu is. That's Malchus, right? That we would say that sort of like gets in there. We always like, well, what's that for, right? You know, like, well, it doesn't seem to fit with the rest of the slichus. It's not the vidui part. It's not the asking for mechila part. Bereshit created the yam, and he creates the yam and the laila. Right? It's all talked about the bria of Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc. So that's the chur. That's that element is the element of Malchus. But that being said, Erim Kippur, we come along and we skip all of that. You know, like, you know, like we seem to be, that seems to be dispensable, like fairly dispensable. You can sort of like take that part out, you know, skip if necessary. It's like, you know, people come to you, you know, you're a rabbi, you know, rabbi, you know, I can't really sit the whole time. What should I? That's the first thing that's going to go off your list, right? What do you mean? How could you cut that out? This is the Malchus. So there has to be another element of Malchus. The Shlichus is preparing us for Malchus other than just those psukim. The Mor says in Rosh Hashanah that we say different psukim of Malchus. One pasuk of Malchus is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The pasuk of Hashem Echad is Malchus. The idea of Malchus is everything is under the Brothership's control. Everything belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is here because the Brothership wants it to be here. And then we therefore have to accept His direction and His decision and what He wants with us. And that's expressed in Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a very, very important pasuk to Klal Yisrael. The Chazal say that the first thing you teach a child when he's able to speak, you teach him Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The last thing a person says before he's nifter is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You wake up in the morning and you say Shema. Before you go to bed, you say Shema. Yom Kippur ends with Shema. The last thing of Yom Kippur is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does that Echad mean to us? So actually Mechloik is exactly how you understand the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. But we'll follow for this purpose, we'll follow the Ramban. The Ramban says that this concept of Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad, is the commitment, understanding that the Baruch Hashem runs the world, and we're committed to mekabel ol malchus shemayim and to do His mitzvahs. Adam Rishon stands in Gan Eden, the first day that he's created, and he's given a choice. His choice is to recognize that he's not supposed to be making decisions against his Creator, or to choose otherwise. He's given the Bechira of Bechira, or the Bechira of submission. He chooses either to submit and recognize where he's from. You cannot, it's impossible for a human being, as it were, to do other than his Creator, the one who gives him being and sustenance, the one who gives him everything that he has. Or, V'yisim kelokim yoydei tavirah, Yotzrei Olam is a Rashi. You're going to mamash create a world. You're going to create the world of your choice. A person sits down and writes a book. He creates a world in the book. I imagine this is true. I can't say I've studied the biographies of many of the great authors. At some point in time, probably they start living in their book. Like they start living in the world of the book. They're thinking about the characters and they're thinking about what they're doing. You know, they're walking down the street. You know, they're walking down the street, driving. You know, whatever they're doing, but their mind's in the world of the characters of the book. So they created a world, seemingly, and they live in it. But the reality is, it's not true. It's a dimyon. Adam Rishon did not choose the world of submission. He chose the world of being a Yotzer Olam. He's going to create a world. The world he creates seems to look other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It seems to have its own existence. And in that world, you can choose whatever you want. And you can do whatever you want. And you get to choose good and bad. And of course, you like, you know Toiv, and you know Ra, and you choose Toiv. But you get to decide the rules, what the Toiv is. Well, in this world, it's good to eat from this tree because it gives you powers. You get to choose, you get to decide what's toiv and what's ra. Now, we would like to say if we'd be in Adam Rishon's shoes, we would choose otherwise. But I think if we want to be honest with ourselves, we do this all the time. We do this all the time. We go through the day, we go through our weeks, we go through our months, and we have our existence. And we're from a Yidden, and Baruch Hashem, and we daven, etc. But at the end of the day, our decisions are made by what's important to me. I have my goals in life, I have my desires, and I make my decisions. My long-term goals, my short-term goals, very, very short-term goals. Right now I want to eat lunch. Well, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do something else, but I want to eat lunch. So, Baruch Hashem, excuse me, right now I'm eating lunch, right? Our long-term goals, are we defining them? Rebel Wein says that his predecessor in the OU was a person named Rabbi Rosenberg. Rabbi Rosenberg had he was the one who basically brought this idea of creating this national conscious organization. You can imagine, you know, that it's difficult to get it going, and he put a tremendous amount of effort into it. As it was going along, there's people who were... saw this as an opportunity for them to gain something. So they would come in with their different projects, different ideas, the voice to do it, etc. And Rosenberg would always ask them one question. Is Was sagt Gott? That's very nice. It's a great idea. It sounds wonderful. But what does God say about it? Rewind says that he said over the story enough times that his Talmidim and the Yeshiva bought him a plaque, which he put in his desk, and says, Was sagt Gott? Now, we laugh at it, but I have to ask you a question. I want to know how many times in our day do we ask ourselves that question? That was Adam Rishon's decision. We get to decide for our own. We live in a world where we get to decide. And we believe and we feel that we have independent existence and we have this ability to sort of define reality. Now, that's a distorted reality. It's the author living inside of his book. Or it's even worse, it's the characters in the book living, and thinking that this is a real world. There was once an author, he wrote a book, and he was writing in the book, and he writes, the character in the book realizes that when he turns the page, he's going to meet his author. And he realizes he's going to become Batel, because when he meets the author, he doesn't exist anymore. And he has this whole scene, like a science fiction scene, where the creation is about to meet his creator, realizing he no longer exists, because if he's a creation, he doesn't really exist. And the fear and the trembling that he has at that moment. It's a fascinating thought process. That, my friends, is Rosh Hashanah. That's the din, but that's the malchus. But Adam Rishon, which was the chait was on that day, came along Shabbos and says, what is Shabbos about? What is the purpose of Shabbos? I once mentioned to you multiple times that there was I was once able to hear a shir about Shabbos. Fascinating scenario. It was for a totally secular audience. The only from people there were myself and my wife, and because we sounded like it would be an exciting thing to go to, and one other person. There was probably room 56 people in the room, and a person named Rabbi Nathan Lopez Cardozo was presenting. This is back in Cleveland. This must be 1983 back in Cleveland, 1984 back in Cleveland. And he spoke about that the day of Shabbos is the day of the whole week. There's a mitzvah. Adam Rishon is told we keep shua. Miluos are to keep shua. Fill the world. Be kovish it. Kovish means you put the world under your control. Take advantage of all of the minerals and all of the everything which exists in the world. Build, develop, conquer the world. And a person walks along and he thinks, push it, I'm in control. I am in control of the world. So that's a very dangerous place to be. Comes Shabbos, and the moment of Shabbos, he says, you unplug the phone, you turn off all of your ways to run the world, all the fax machines, which you're going to, and your emails, and you're going to be sending out your messages from the nerve center called Eli Rangel to the whole world, how everything's supposed to happen. And you turn it off, and you go 25, 26 hours, you turn it back on, and the world's still there, even without all my input. He says, as a matter of fact, every night when you go to sleep, that's what happens. Person goes to sleep, he wakes up, and the world's still there. The whole week the person thinks and he gets caught up, and as the week goes even more, how much I'm a player and how important that I am and how indispensable I am and how much I am really pulling the strings and calling the shots. And comes Shabbos and says, you know what? Yeah, nish, we don't need you. Shabbos is we pull back to the root that HaKadosh Baruch was the one who's in control. That is tshuva. Tshuva was when a human being walked away from understanding that he's not the one who's in control. He was boicher to decide. He gets to decide his destiny. He gets to decide what's right and wrong. He gets to decide what he wants. And Malchus is the moment which he recognizes that's not how a person is supposed to define himself. Because all you are, Betzim, is a Nivra. And it's impossible for a Nivra to be boicher against his boire. And the day which reminds you that all you are is a Nivra is Yom HaShabbos. And Shabbos came to Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, Adam HaRishon, you're going to destroy him now. I have a better idea. With the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Bracha of Shabbos, I can teach him the lesson that he needs to do to come back and recognize and be Moida and recognize that he got it all wrong. And therefore, his awareness of his Creator and his awareness of the reality, true reality, will be corrected. And that's what you want, right? That was the sales pitch of Shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you go through the kapitel, and it talks about the Rishoyim, everything is wow, it seems like the world is going on. It doesn't make any sense, and these people are powerful, and this is the Lishanam Aliyah. At the end, it's not a problem. It goes back to the Makor at the end. Tzerivah Lossabah, the Rishon knows what he's doing. Along the way, it doesn't seem to make sense. I just happened to pick up now Motzei Shabbos the I don't know what they call the Moisa from the Yotaid. Woman quotes over there a line. He says, "It'll all be good in the end. If it's not good yet, it's not the end." Along the way, we start wondering. The answer is we didn't go back to the Makor yet. We didn't go back to the final picture. The Hoidoya to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the act of being Moida, of admitting, is the greatest praise you can say for your Creator, because the relationship we have is the relationship of a Nivra to a Bore. And we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu by understanding that he's the Bore, that is the praise that we say to him. So it comes out the whole process of tshuva is going back to that thought process. The whole process of tshuva is understanding that we don't get the world. We have a skewed understanding of what life is about. We have a skewed understanding of what our purpose is. A skewed understanding of what our goals are. But the reality is there is a source, and we're going back to the source. We were at the source, we've left the source, we're going back to the source. So the whole process of tshuva is malchus. The whole call for tshuva, the whole act of vidui, is a recognition, not I've done this wrong, or I've done that wrong. Is that I've misunderstood what I'm here for. Toiv l'shabocha u'lasava u'leidoa kamei kodesh b'ruchu. It's so wonderful because it's so lonely out there. Our perception is that moment when we submit is the moment of negation of the being. Our little fellow over there in the book was scared to turn the page. So we try and push off turning that page because we're scared of the result. Adoration says you got it all wrong. Toiv. There's nothing better for the existence of man. The reason why we're going to have eternal existence is because we are able to connect to our Creator. Our zchus to exist for eternity is only because we have shaychus to the Creator. The nivra which thinks he exists independently has no real existence. And the nivra understands that he's a nivra. By doing so, he connects to his Creator, and he's zoicha to have a continual existence within the Creator of Lo Lavoyah. Which people think is toiv, there's everything else, it's hevel, it's ephemeral, it doesn't really exist. The most kishmaka, whatever it is in this world, is not real. Because only Kadosh Baruch Hu is real. And we're real when we're connected to Him. So we're scared of that moment. It's a very scary moment. It's a very scary moment. The moment of total malchus, that I totally submit to my Creator, that I let Him decide what's good for me, I take my hands off of the wheel. Revolba writes, he says a fascinating thing. He says that a person goes through the world feeling pretty confident things are going to be good, you know, barring major catastrophes, he has his hands on the wheel. What comes and destroys that and takes it away from mankind? Bitochen. The moment that you realize you are not driving the bus. It's the scariest moment. I have no control over my life. Any given moment, anything could happen to me. I'm not guaranteed anything. It's the scariest moment. But then you look at the driver and you say, he's a good driver. Okay, I'm okay. So I thought the whole time, like that they had in the third row, they had this thing about it I was playing with, that's really, it was real. And I realized it's not attached to anything. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. And there's a driver in front. So I have to tell you, when you realize it's not attached, it's very scary. The person wakes up and says, you know what, I can be. Person starts thinking about what could be. It's so overwhelming that both, yeah, we would just like, shh. So that's what people do. So the three approaches I told you, you know, my one chaver said, the three approaches are, either can be, says you can be either affaired, horses don't think. It'll go, don't think. Don't think about it because it's just hard to think. You can be a mishogano because you think too much, you're out of your mind. Or you can be a bateach. There's only three options in life. Rosh Hashanah is when we choose to be a bateach. The whole year, either where there's a fourth option. Maybe that's the third option of a mishogano. The mishogano is not you out of your mind. You believe that everything is good. So it's like you're thinking, but your thought process is fakrumt. You ever visit people in the mental health? There's some people that are like, you know, they talk and look like they're crazy. Some people, they have a whole thought process. But it's totally wrong. So we walk through the year like, you know, we're like somewhere in that, you know, I've had to visit people there, you know. There's some of them like, you know, they mamish look totally normal. We start talking to them and, you know, there's a perception of reality which is wrong. Rabbosai, we are the inmates. And at Baruch Hashem, there's once a year we get a chance to clean ourselves out and get clarified what it's supposed to look like. And that's the moment of Bitochen. So we start our day, we end our day, we start our lives, we end our lives, but we, the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we understand that Hashem is a Chod. One last thought. The Maral says that Betzim, Tefillah and Shabbos are the same thing. Every moment of Tefillah, he says, you put your feet together because you have limits to what where you can go. You put your hands together because more so you're supposed to put your hands together because you have limits of what you can do. And you stand in front of your Creator and you say, He's the source of everything. So three times a day we have a moment of Shabbos, he says. Slichus is Betzim, it has a din tefillah. There's a Kaddish Kabbalah afterwards. There's an Afilas Apayim, which Rama says is a chelik of tefillah. It's a process of tefillah. It's a process of a human being standing in front of his Creator and saying, you're the boss. I can't do it myself. I can't do it. So we start with those sukkim just to get us into the mode of understanding he's the source. From that we can then ask, Bershom, please, you're the source. We have done wrong. We need to be correct ourselves. Please help us. Please be Michael. Then we can say we have the ability to understand your Russian. I've done wrong. I can be Moid, I can say Vidui. But I understand that it's a beautiful moment. And it's Toiv Lahadus Lashem. We should be Zoicha, that we should be Zoicha to be Moid Allah Kaddish Baruch. We should be Zoicha to feel the Toiv Lahadus Lashem. And by feeling the Toiv Lahadus Lashem, we'll be Zoicha, the Russian should be Machdamus, Yes Hashem, for Ksiba Ksima Toiv.